97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
All right, Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer are in the studio. And, of course, you can find their podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Welcome back, guys. You brought beer. Yay.
Yay. Woo! Thanks for having us, Danny.
So what do we have here today?
I stopped up in Healdsburg. This small brewery called Bay Republic. People may or may not have heard of them before. Known for, obviously, their Racer 5, yep. Red Rocket, things like that. You know, it's great to always get fresh draft beer, especially from a growler. It's just a good, clean, pure form of beer, and it's how it's intended, how the brewers intended it to be. It's the closest thing you're going to get to having beer at home. Today, we've got from Bay Republic their Hop Shovel.
Hop Shovel. I'm going to shovel this into my mouth.
Perfect. That's what she said. So if we go through the tasting notes like we've done before, you know, the AATMF, you know, the aroma of this thing is you definitely get those real bright, piney hops. You know, a name like this, you definitely expect it to deliver mm-hmm. on that bitterness. And you can really draw it in. You can put your nose right in the glass and smell it. You can really get those hops in. So your palate's already ready to taste that bitterness and taste that. The nice thing, though, is that, you know, the appearance of this thing is really nice, almost gold color, really. You know, there's not much of a head, and I don't know if that's the vessel we're drinking out of, but, you know, really off-white colored foam on this, really nice, really appealing. You know, everyone complains, a real quick beer guy note, everyone complains about foam in their beer at bars or taverns or what have you.
Give me a full one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that foam is intended to retain the aroma and hold that smell in there. It is, you know, carbonation is a byproduct, a natural byproduct of the brewing process, but it's good to have it in there for a number of reasons. If there's no head at all, then you lose a lot of the aroma quickly. It also could speak to the cleanliness of the glass at the establishment. So
when I take a whiff of this, I get a lot of the pine, but also there's like a really subtle, like tropical fruit or like prickly pear. I mean, when we first poured this, I really took like 5 or 6 big whiffs just to really try and get a sense of it. And there is like a lot of subtlety in the nose.
This whole time I thought you were just smelling me.
Yeah, I definitely, just tasting it, now that you said the fruit, that's what I got. Do you know of a specific fruit that this is, or is it just like a flavor?
Well, generally, there's a lot of different hops that can get that that tropical flavor out of it. Generally, the most commonly used one right now is Citra hop, and that one is, it just gives you exactly what it delivers. It's a citrus smelling, you know, and you can really pair with some other hops and some other pairings, you know, within the brew process that can bring different notes out of it. But ultimately, that's what you're getting out of this is that Citra hop.
Mm, okay.
But I find the Citra hop is everywhere right now.
Yes.
Everybody's using it. But I think this is a pretty deft hand with this. There's some subtlety to it. I don't find it to be the same layer of, or the same levels of flavor that you get in so many of these Citra hop beers. I think there's a lot of complexity to this, which is good.
Right. Subtle. Same time, it's complex, meaning that, you know, you just get a little bit of that flavor and it draws you in, but it's not overwhelming. You know, mm-hmm. this isn't the fruit beers from the early 90s where it just wrecked your palate.
Yeah.
With apricot or with blackberry or whatever the flavor they used.
Do you mean Bartles and James?
No, sir. Citra hop right now is much like it was 2 years ago with the, was like the Cascade and the Simcoe. It's kind of everywhere. It's one of those things that became just a very popular style. And it's, you know, it's what's in demand. It's what's there. So that's what the hop growers are growing.
So thumbs up, thumbs down, guys, on the Bear Republic Hop Shovel.
Well, I'm giving this a thumbs up, and part of the reason is, to my knowledge, this isn't available in bottles or cans at the stores.
This is a
draft-only feature at the restaurant, which is right off the square in Healdsburg. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. But they have a couple different offerings that are available only there, and that's really the appeal of going to, just like we said with Lagunitas a couple episodes ago, there's really some things you're never going to see on the store shelf that will be as fresh as can be coming out of those taps.
I'm going thumbs up. From the nose to the end, there's a lot of, as to use Ben's term, subtle complexity here. It's an easy drinker. It's the right amount of bitterness in the finish. I love the way it smells. I love the nose on it. Did we say what the ABV or what the...
7.5.
7.5. It doesn't drink like a 7.5.
No.
No, it doesn't have that thick, resiny mouthfeel to it. I think this is a thumbs way up for me. I think it's great.
Yeah, as I continue with your help, actually, to learn more about the beers, when I heard hop immediately, I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll see if I like this one. Because traditionally, I've not been big on the hop, but this one is delicious. I really like it, so thumbs up.
You know, and I agree totally with the hop struggle.
Right? Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where initially people didn't care for an overwhelming hop profile. And as time goes on, I think brewers have really perfected the balance mm-hmm. and the art of it, because before it's just this, it was such an extreme. It was either like you're drinking Coors Light or you're drinking this, you know, triple beer that's just going to knock you down after one. And there's really such a good gambit between the two that there's any type of flavor and any type of bitterness you can find in these beers now. They just have really, really sophisticated tastes and profiles.
All right. So thumbs up all the way around for Bear Republic Hop Shovel. You can find their podcasts, Sports Meets Beer, on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, everywhere that iTunes. The internet, iTunes, wherever the internet lives. You can find their podcast. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being back, guys.
Thanks for having us.